You know, it's amazing. The human capacity for rationalization. No matter what happens with prices or the economy, Trump supporters have an excuse ready to go. It's like they have a whole excuse assembly line running 24/7. Eggs cost $12 a dozen? Well, that's because the chickens are getting premium organic feed now. Trump cares about chicken welfare. Gas hits $8 a gallon? He's weaning us off foreign oil. This is part of his master plan to make America energy independent by forcing us all to ride bicycles. Your rent doubles overnight? That's just the free market working. Supply and demand, baby. Trump's teaching us economics the hard way. These folks could be paying $20 for a loaf of bread, and they'd be like, you know what? This bread tastes more patriotic. I can taste the freedom in every overpriced bite. The loyalty is honestly impressive. It's like a cult, except instead of Kool-Aid, they're drinking $50 smoothies and calling it economic policy. Sure, my grocery bill went from $100 to $400 a week, but have you seen how confident Trump looks? That's the kind of leadership that's worth bankruptcy. They've got an excuse for everything. Inflation hits 15%. That's not inflation. That's prosperity pricing. We're so successful. Everything costs more. Your paycheck gets you half of what it used to? Trump's teaching us to be more resourceful. Ramen noodles for dinner builds character. Housing becomes completely unaffordable. He's encouraging family values. Three generations in a studio apartment brings people together. The mental gymnastics are Olympic level. These people could stip the landing on any excuse. Yes, I'm living in my car, but look at this beautiful parking lot Trump's policies created. So much space for automotive housing. They've turned suffering into a badge of honor. I may not be able to afford food, but at least I'm owning the libs while I starve. You know they've got backup excuses for their excuses. Okay, fine, maybe things are expensive, but that's because Trump's making everything premium quality. We used to get cheap stuff, now we get luxury poverty. The best part is how they'll reframe obvious problems as secret victories. Sure, I can't afford healthcare, but think about how much weight I'm losing from not being able to buy food. Trump's got me on the ultimate diet plan. My student loans doubled, but now I really appreciate education. Before, I took college for granted. Now I'm paying for it for the rest of my natural life. They could be eating dirt sandwiches and they'd find a way to spin it. You know what? This dirt has minerals. Biden's sandwiches never had minerals. This is artisanal soil cuisine. It's like they're playing excuse bingo, except every square just says, it's actually good somehow. And they're winning every game! My house got foreclosed, but now I'm mobile. Trump's creating a nomadic workforce. We're pioneers. The dedication is honestly admirable in its own twisted way. Like I wish I had that level of commitment to anything. They're out here defending policies that are actively making their lives worse with the enthusiasm of sports fans defending their team's worst season ever. Sure, we went 0-16, but did you see that one really good pass in the third quarter of Game 7? That's the kind of athletic excellence we're building toward. At some point, you have to respect the creativity. I can't afford my medications anymore, but now I'm living life on the edge. Trump's turned me into an extreme sports athlete, except the sport is staying alive without insulin. The excuse factory never closes, folks. It's got shifts running around the clock. Full production never takes a holiday. It's probably the one industry that's actually thriving in this economy. And honestly, maybe that's the real economic plan. Create so many problems that people become professional excuse makers. It's job creation, just not the kind anyone asked for.